What is God leading you to in this season? Where is He wanting to mold you? Are there areas of your life and heart that need a clean out? It is spring. What work needs to be done now that will lead to making room for growth and good fruit down the road? While I love the idea of spring cleaning, I do not want to do the spring cleaning. That is, in a way, what led me to seek the Lord in this season. And it really doesn't have much to do with vacuuming or dusting. I've simply been overwhelmed. I know many of you can relate. As I've taken inventory of my life, home, and heart, and all the things that seem obvious that I need to do, I've been stuck in ways, not even knowing where to begin. That's when God gave me the words, pray, purge, and pursue. Instead of getting stuck in a cycle of what I should be doing, my heart is seeking what the Lord wants to lead me to do. One way is full of shame and guilt, while the other is full of grace and is an open invitation to move closer to who God wants me to be and the plans He has for me. We began last time with pray. If you missed it, you can find it at lifeword.org. But to recap a bit, we're asking God to lead us to the things and areas of our life and heart that need attention. Pray till you pray is the first step, and words are not required. The purpose of the pray step is to be still and know God wants to move you closer to His heart and will for your life in every area. So listen and see where He leads you. The next step we are looking at today is purge. We begin with prayer. Once God reveals our area of focus, it's time to purge. Now, when I think of purge, I think of the physical act of cleaning out. Get rid of it. And in fact, that may be what God wants you to do. To purge is to cleanse, purify, or remove. When you have the urge to purge, you act quickly. I love that. For me, this is where the Spirit comes in. Where I am weak, thank God He is strong. I can lean on the Lord to give me the strength to follow through with any action of obedience the Lord moves me to take. 2 Corinthians 2:10. I will never have the urge to do things that aren't easy, but in His strength, I can do all things. What this step looks like for you will be different from what it may look like for me. Ask God to reveal your step forward and then to give you the urge or desire to take it. Where and what do you need to purge? God will reveal it. We can look to Psalm 51 as an example. David's sin was revealed, and instead of sweeping it under the rug or ignoring it, he responded, took action, and brought it to the Lord. Psalm 51:7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. God revealed what needed to be cleaned out in David's heart. David responded with repentance and surrender. He wanted to have the sin cut out and his life made new. He moved closer to God through the process. We can do the same, whatever that looks like. Be still and listen to His voice. By faith, you can throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Hebrews 12:1. You can cut out what is dead in your life and prune back areas of growth to produce more fruit. John 15:2. You can take an honest inventory of where your treasure has been and realign your heart to what matters most. Matthew 6:19 through 21. Wherever God leads us, those are the steps we can take to respond. That's the truth. We pray, then we purge. God reveals and we respond. It's spring cleaning that goes beyond the surface. Next time we'll move beyond the purge to pursue what God has in store. Join me at lifeword.org. I'm Lori Klein.